just celebrate him. Amen. Celebrate Jesus. Of course, you know, at New Life, we celebrate Jesus every day, don't we? But this time of the year, it's just more evident when you go out. I want to read a scripture this morning. And when the children and the youth do the Christmas play, they have a lot of the Christmas story in it. But I want to read from Isaiah. I want to read to you what Isaiah prophesied that Jesus the Messiah would do for us, okay? So if you don't mind standing for just a little bit while I read out of Isaiah 9. And I'm reading in the New King James Version because I want to read what these terms mean to you. And it says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil, for you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff off his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire. Why? For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From this time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And we know he did. And it says he's talking about the Messiah becoming a man. In this scripture, we have one of the most beautifully poetic promises of the Messiah's coming reign. Yearly, we recite this verse and hear it sung as we celebrate Christmas. Yet this year, this verse also contains a reference to one of the great incomprehensible truths in the Bible, the incarnation. A child is born, a son is given. God would become a man. A newborn baby would be called Mighty God, Everlasting Father. We can accept the truth by faith, but we cannot fully grasp what it meant for the second person of the Godhead to shed his eternal state and to put on flesh. But Paul tells us that he took the form of a servant and became a man. Therefore, God has also highly exalted him, the name which is above every name. And we know that name is Jesus, don't we? And when you think about it, says that shall be called Wonderful. He shall reign over the throne of David. He'd be called Wonderful Counselor. That means his ability as a political guide and leader. Did you hear that? He is the living word, the infallible source of guidance, the exhaustible wisdom, the truth, and the way. And of him will rest the government. On him will rest the government. Mighty God. That child is God incarnate. The omnipotent meaning of hero. Do your children need a hero? They need to let Jesus be their hero. The Lord is the infinite hero of his people, the divine warrior who has triumphed over sin and death. He's the everlasting Father. He expresses Christ's fatherly care. The name is not in conflict with that of the first person of the Trinity. Jesus said to Philip, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." Everlasting can also mean everywhere present. He has the divine attributes of both eternity and omnipresence as he rules upon the throne of David and within the hearts of the redeemed. He is Prince of Peace. His reign will be characterized by shalom. And listen to what this means. Health, well-being, prosperity, happiness, and cessation of enmity. The New Testament states this required his triumph over Satan. And the kingdom of God, the message of the kingdom, and the conflict of the kingdom. Praise God. Listen, he is wonderful. He is mighty God. He is counselor. He is peace. He is health. He is prosperity. He is everything you need today. Guidance. Hey, my hero. Hey, don't give me one of those false fable heroes going around, flying around, or whatever. He is the hero. Amen. Hallelujah. He's Jesus. And as we celebrate him this morning, you may stand or sit or whatever. We're going to open up with our Christmas songs and our music and just going to celebrate Jesus this morning. Have a play presented and enjoy the Lord today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Experienced it. We have it on the inside of us. Amen. Angels, we have heard on high.
Angels, we have heard on high. why your joyous strains prolong. What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song.
Hallelujah. But you know, the greatest thing was when Mary began to sing. And I know we did this last Sunday, but I tell you, my soul magnifies the Lord because he has done great things for me. You can begin to count great things he has done for me. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Amen.
Woman, every man, this will be a sign to you, a baby born in Bethlehem. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid.
A company of angels, glory in the highest. On the earth a peace among those who whom the favor rest. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid.
Oh, no.
My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me.
Unto you a child is born, unto us a son is given. Let every heart be very strong. Let every nation under him.
Come and worship, do not be afraid.
Oh no,
my soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things. My soul, my soul.
on David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on.
Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father,
and his name shall be
Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father. My soul, magnify. magnifies the Lord. My soul 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 magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies.
Your hands and praise him now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew. Oh, we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know, when Mary sang that out of her spirit prophetically, she did not know what she was going to face. She didn't know and understand how she was going to be shunned and rejected and made fun of because she was pregnant and wasn't married. She didn't know that Joseph was going to be tempted to have her put away because he didn't want her stoned, which is what they did for women back then. She didn't know all that. But, you know, she walked through it. And she didn't know that one day she was going to see that son of hers hung on a cross and killed. She didn't understand all that. But the Bible says Mary kept all those things and pondered them in her heart. You know what that meant? She said, I don't understand everything that's going on, but I tell you what. I'm just going to wait, and I'm just going to let's see what happens. Sometimes we need to do more pondering than we do talking. But anyway, the system's down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here it comes. Here it comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to worship the King today. Amen. Oh, come all you faithful, joyful and triumphant. We all know this song. You know, we're the faithful. We're the faithful. And we come and we bow before him. And we worship him today.
We'll praise your name forever. We'll praise your name forever. We'll praise your name forever.
Praise, church. Give him a praise. We magnify him today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we would do that. We'll praise you. And then we would go. Come on, do it with me a cappella. For he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy. Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After a little bit, we're going to got some things we're going to get set up while Kenzie and them are setting up for the Christmas play. We had a couple that had to leave and go out. But I tell you what, there's a lot of people that's worked really hard on this Christmas program. And we just want to lift up the Lord today. But before we do that, I would like to turn the microphone over to Brother Danny. Or Brother Bob. Brother Bob.
Good morning. Well, Christmas obviously is the time of giving. And the Lord, of course, gives us life and breath all the time. And this morning we get a chance to demonstrate that giving as a church. And if I could have Pastor Shirley to come up, and Pastor Laverne, and Pastor Jerry to come up. We have gifts from the church to show our appreciation. And I'll start with Pastor Shirley first. As she makes her way to the front. You didn't do it? We want to bless you and thank you for your service. And have a Merry Christmas in the Lord and bless you. Pastor Laverne, we want to thank you and bless you for your service. And what a great time of the year to celebrate the Lord.
Thank you. Wow.
Thank you. And some of us weren't real sure 2 or 3 years ago that we'd get to do this.
Amen.
So now we want to bless Pastor and thank him for his service and his inspiration to us as a church. May you be blessed, and you know, as Reed and I always like to say, of course, the best is yet to come.
Wow! Wow! Praise God!
Wow! I just want to say one thing. Rejoice with me on this. This morning's offering was $5,694.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
You
know
what I'm saying?
I want to say this, is that through the years and everything that we've been here and Pastor Shirley, is that there is... You didn't do that, Brother Bob.
Oh, that was me.
That was you? Okay.
Yeah, they were turning me up and it was off.
Okay. That's all right. That's fine. Hey. But, you know, there's such a divine connection and there's such a divine flow that there's so many times that she'll be aiming to minister and stuff. And I don't know. It just all flows. And I'm just so thankful for Pastor Shirley and Kenny. And I just speak prosperity to you. Amen. In Jesus' name. And all of you all, we love you so much. And I'm, you know, it's just great. This is the greatest church in the world. It absolutely, I wouldn't trade this church for anybody, anywhere. Because, you know, we've come a long way together, haven't we? And, you know, we're still not where we're going. We're still moving. Amen. I'm still moving.
God's still doing
things.
Yeah,
they need that. So, I think right now, you have anything you want to say? I'm going to turn it over for the play because he's going to be preaching a little bit. But I want you to enjoy the play. There's a little bit of humor in it, but there's also some serious times in it. And so I'm going to ask everybody that's in the play, thank you, Miss Shirley, to come up, and you know where you're supposed to go. Positions. So, where's Mackenzie? You need to put a microphone right here, don't you? This one? Okay.